Morning. Let's turn our Bibles to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 11. And he gave some as apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of service, to the building up of the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. If I can read the NIV version, it says this. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and teachers to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up, until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Let's pray. God, thank you for this morning. Thank you for your presence, and thank you for your love, God. Thank you that you are here, and we just open up ourselves to you. Help us to hear from you, and help us to worship you and to pray to you regarding our church, God, and also just our needs, God. So come meet with us. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So according to this passage, what is the job of the pastor? The pastor, the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the teacher. If we can look at it in our context, the job of the full-time workers of the church, it's to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, for the work of service, right? The job of the pastors is to equip the rest of the church so that they can do the ministry itself. I think so easily in our setting, we think the job of the pastor or the job of the full-time worker is to do the ministry and to do the work of service. But if we look at it in the scriptures, the way it describes the full-time workers, the ones that are specially called, the apostles and the prophets, the evangelists, teachers and pastors within the body, their job is to equip the rest of the body so that the rest of the body can do the work of service and do the work of the ministry. I just started taking a new course with my Fuller program, and this one is called Pastoral Care. So I thought it was an interesting class, and I thought it would be fitting for my situation and for the things that I feel called to, which is to care for people and to listen to people and to love people. But I only just did the first week. I just heard the introduction from the lecturer, and he gave a brief kind of overview of what's going to happen. But already, I think what he's saying, one of the things that I think I'm going to learn through this course is that pastoral care does not happen only through the pastor, but it is the body taking care of each other. And somehow we need to cultivate that sort of an environment, that sort of a system, right? Where it's not just the pastor or just the house church leader that takes care of the members of the body, but it's the body taking care of each other, serving each other. It says in verse 12, to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. The body of Christ, that's the church, the body of Christ needs to be built up. But how does God do that? It's not just through the specially elected people, but it is through the body that by serving each other, that the whole body gets built up. And so I want to kind of come against this idea that of professional Christian, professional clergyman. Each person in the church is gifted by Christ with something. Ephesians 4:7, if you go a few verses earlier, it says, to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. Grace, another translation for grace could be gifts. To each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. If we go to the famous spiritual gifts passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, you can turn there with me. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4 through 7. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are varieties of ministries and the same Lord. There are varieties of effects, but the same God who works all things in all persons. But to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. It says each person is given a manifestation of the Spirit for the common good, for the edification of the whole body. Each person is given something by Jesus Christ within the church so that we can be a blessing to one another for the common good. I encourage you to take Larry's class on spiritual gifts, discovering your spiritual gifts, so that you may learn what is it that I am equipped with. But it's not just you're equipped with it just so you can feel good about yourself, right? It's same thing for me. It's not just so we can feel good about ourselves and say, oh, I have so many gifts. But it's there so that we can build each other up and serve each other and build the body. God definitely calls some people to be leaders in the church, right? A special people, especially called to serve the church in this way. He says God's given them as gifts: apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers, and pastors. The word equip in Ephesians, where it says in order to equip the saints, the word equip carries the meaning of fixing something. So in the church, in the body, everybody is in need of the work of the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the teachers, and the pastors. No one in the church should say, well, I have the gifts of the Holy Spirit and I don't need the leadership of the church because I need to do the ministry. We all need it. We all need something to be fixed and corrected, and it's including the pastors. I mean, as a pastor, I can say, well, I need the word of the prophets in the church. I need the word of the apostle, which would be P. Sam, word of teachers, and I can think of members of our church that would be teachers, right? Jackie is a teacher, and there's some other people in the church that's been given the ministry of teaching. So we all need each other, and no one can say, well, I don't need it. I don't need to be corrected. I don't need to be fixed. But at the same time, we must break this idea of this professional Christian. It's only the full-time workers that are called to do the ministry and called to care for the church. When I think about the work of the ministry and the work of the church, I can think of two things. One is preaching the gospel and undoing the work of the enemy, right? In Matthew 16:18, when Jesus calls the church, he says, the gates of hell shall not prevail against you. And we've learned this from P. Sam, that a gate... what does a gate do? A gate, the purpose of a gate is to keep people out, right? And the gates of hell, we think about this verse often like, oh, hell's going to attack us, but the church will prevail against the power of hell. But really, this is an offensive picture that the church is the one, right, undoing the work of the enemy, destroying the works of the enemy, and undoing the work of hell. And the gates of hell will not be able to prevail against the church. And so it's not a defensive thing. It's an offensive language. And the church is meant to go out and undo the work of the enemy and preach the gospel as the Great Commission tells us to. But that calling is not just for the pastor. I think growing up, just in a church setting, especially maybe in a Korean church, I don't know if it's a Korean church thing, but we often think, oh, it's the job of the pastor, right, to go and do ministry, right? Visit the sick and go to schools and share the gospel. And this past weekend on Saturday, I was blessed to go to St. Andrew's Church to participate in Alpha ICC. And it was the Holy Spirit weekend, and I was able to go and share about the Holy Spirit and lead them in the ministry time. And that was a real privilege. But at the same time, I also thought, but you guys can do it too. You know, like, you don't need to call a professional. They were saying that it's different having a pastor there because, you know, maybe you're more experienced and there's a little bit more peace and calm when a pastor preaches or something. But I think, that's true. We're called and we're gifted and experienced in different ways. But, I mean, they know it, and that's why they're doing the Alpha, right? Because they know that they're not just relying on the pastor to preach the gospel, but it's everybody. And so they see themselves in ICC as called to do the work of the ministry, which is to share the gospel and to undo the work of the enemy and to tell their colleagues about who Christ is and to pray for them. And it was a powerful time as they themselves, the Alpha volunteers, were praying for people, and many people were getting touched by the presence of the Holy Spirit. But the second thing I think we're called to do in terms of the work of the ministry, the work of service within the body, is supporting each other. As I mentioned, the pastoral care class. I think it's so important that in the church we see that it's not just the pastor, it's not just the apostle, it's not just the house church leaders that are called to take care of the members, right? But we're called as a body to take care of each other. Let's turn to one more passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, once again, Paul is talking about the body, how each person is gifted in different ways. And he says in verse 14, we're going to read up to 26, verse 14 to 26. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot says, because I am not a hand, I am not a part of the body, it is not for this reason any the less a part of the body. And if the ear says, because I'm not an eye, I am not a part of the body, it is not for this reason any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But now God has placed the members, each one of them, in the body just as he desired. If they were all one member, where would the body be? But now there are many members, but one body. And the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you. Or again, the head to the feet, I have no need of you. On the contrary, it is much truer that the members of the body, which seem to be weaker, are necessary. And those members of the body which we deem less honorable, on these we bestow more abundant honor, and our less presentable members become much more presentable, whereas our more presentable members have no need of it. But God has so composed the body, giving more abundant honor to that member which lacked, so that there may be no division in the body, but that the members may have the same care for one another. And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. If one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. Focus on verse 25 and 26. But that the members may have the same care for one another. And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. If one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. Paul is talking to the whole church of Corinth and saying, you guys are all meant to take care of each other. Don't look at one person and say, well, he's gifted to do this and he needs to do it and I'm just going to receive, or, you know, I'm not going to participate in this ministry. But he's saying, no, all the members have the same care for one another, and if one suffers, then all the members suffer with it. One is honored, then all the members rejoice with it. I think in our SP context, our original passage, Ephesians 4, could be read this, that God has given us Pastor Sam and Pastor Ricky and Pastor Mary and Pastor Kenny and all the other staff members and the house church leaders for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry. That in our setting, these members are, yes, they're specially called and they're elected by God and elected by the church. But the goal is not that they would just do all the work, but the goal is that the church will be equipped to do the work of the church. Right? The goal of raising them up as leaders is that they would lead the church to do the work of the church, so that the church can be the kind of church that God has called it to be, instead of them doing all the work for the church. So I want to encourage us that we would all participate in taking care of the body, in serving the body, in what's the word used? In building up the body, right? In building up the body of Christ, so that we can all participate in the call that God's called us to do. I remember one story when I was member of Happy Valley House Church, and at the time I was leading it, but Max and Belinda were also leading it, and at the time Belinda had to go into surgery, and it was such a powerful thing when the whole house church came together, even though they were the ones called to lead the house church and to provide the care and the love. At the time when the leader needed something, the whole body came around and really supported her, and I think it's so important that as a church, there will be times when the pastor is going to need the body to care for the pastor as well, instead of just the pastor caring for the church. And part of this I'm preaching to myself, because I think I see myself as the one called to do all the ministry, and I fail to delegate, or I fail to just even envision the body as something where we all work together, and then I just burden myself. And part of the question that I had for pastoral care in the first week, you have to kind of submit, what do you hope to learn? And one of the things was, I mean, how can one pastor care for a 400-member church? I mean, how do you provide pastoral care? And I think already there's a flaw in my thinking, that I feel I'm the one that needs to do all the work of the ministry. And so I lead in that way, which is really doing the church a disservice. So I'm preaching to myself too, but I want to encourage the church. Let's all step up together for the work that God has called us to do. So let's go into a time of worship. Mon's going to come and lead us in a song. Holy Spirit, thank you for just a reminder, God, that as a church, as a body, you've called us to take care of one another, God. And yes, you have called the leaders of the church, but it is so that the leaders can equip the church to do the work that you've called the church to do, not so the leaders can do the work of the church. So I just pray, Holy Spirit, you will lead us, God, and help us as a church to really do the work of the ministry, God, sharing the gospel and supporting each other, and help us as leaders and pastors to be able to have a different mindset, God, to understand that it's not us that are called to do everything, but our job is to help the rest of the church do the work. So Holy Spirit, just come and lead us, God, and just thank you for this time. We're having technical difficulty, sorry. Thank you.
to be your servant. I desire to be a blessing in your eyes every hour. Every hour, every moment. Lord, I want to be your servant. I desire to be a blessing in your eyes.
Let's pray together for our church. I think this is a great way to support one another and serve one another as a church. So let's really pray for our church members with love, compassion, and fervency. Let's first pray for those going through cancer or have family members going through cancer. Let's pray for healing. Let's pray for the power of God to be released. Let's pray for our friends. Let's pray for those that are in need of physical healing as well as spiritual healing, spiritual salvation. So let's pray for God's power to move in a powerful and mighty way in the lives of the people on this list. Let's pray together. Let's go to the third slide. Let's pray for those that are suffering with other kinds of infirmities. Let's pray for healing for them. For those of us that are looking for a job, let's pray for favor and breakthrough for our friends. Thank you. go to our Tuesday prayer focus. Let's pray for Hong Kong. Let's pray for this city. Pray for the government. Pray against the wealth gap. Pray for revival. And pray for all the churches here. Pray for all the different ministries that we have a relationship with. Pray for anointing and power and just God's grace to be upon these ministries. Let's pray for our city. Let's pray that God would move in this city. Pray for the staff. Thank you for your prayers. Let's pray for Pastor Sam and his family. Please pray for me and Pastor Salamat. Just pray, yeah, pray for the staff that's on the list and pray for their families as well. Pray for their personal lives to be filled with so much peace and joy. Pray that the staff would be able to work well together, that there will be unity within the team, and pray that each person will be so anointed and equipped for the ministry that they're called to do. So let's pray for the staff. Let's pray for the worship team, the sound and media team. Let's pray for a heart of worship and a heart of excellence. And that, especially for our sound and PowerPoint media team, that they would be able to give attention to all the different things that happens on Sunday. And let's lift up this team, that they would be able to really bless the church and help the church encounter God through the time of singing. So let's pray for the worship sound team, media team. Let's pray for our Arts Anonymous team. Pray for creativity. Pray for the spread newspaper that they're working on. And pray for just all the different ways that they're serving the church. That God would really bless them and give them ideas and continue to bless them with resources and creativity. So let's pray for our Arts Anonymous team. Thank you. Let's pray for our house churches. Some of them are meeting today. This will be the last time they meet before the summer break. So let's pray for our Tuesday house churches, that God would really bless their last time as they get together. And pray for the leaders, and just to have a wonderful time finishing out this season of house churches. Let's pray for house churches. God, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your love, God. Thank you for who you are. We praise you. We worship you, God. And God, as a church, God, help us to do the work of service, God, in building up the body of Christ, God. Whether it is through the Great Commission and sharing the gospel, or it's through caring for one another within the body, help us to build up this body of Christ and to do that together as a church, God. And thank you for your word, God. Thank you for your presence. We love you, God. Thank you for listening to our prayers, and we want to continue to grow closer to you. I just pray your blessing over our church, God, over these guys that are here as they go through their day. I pray that they will be filled with your presence and your peace and your joy, God. Thank you for this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Tomorrow is a public holiday, so we will not have EMP. So please rest, and we'll see you on Thursday.